Public forum, item number 16. I have one card, two cards. Okay, if anyone else in the audience wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda, now is the time. Fill out a speaker card and come up. Michael, is it Bethel? Bethley. Okay.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board directors, and staff. I'm Michael Bethke, the manager and the chief executive officer of the 14th District Ag Association, more commonly known here in our community as the Santa Cruz County Fairgrounds. It's just right down the road here outside the city on Highway 152. And I'm here on behalf of our board to extend an offer of collaboration with the Water Board and efforts we're doing on our fairgrounds to improve both the domestic water quality in our aquifer system, but more importantly, the water quality of the creek that runs straight through our grounds, which is a tributary to the Pajaro River. And this creek is called Salas Puedes Creek. It's an intermittent creek. And unfortunately, it runs straight through the middle of our equestrian area. And although the grounds was laid out back, it predates World War II when it was laid out originally in 1940, 41. Ideally, you know, you wouldn't put today an equestrian facility on a site where the creek and a riparian corridor running through it. But be that as it may, we've been taking extra efforts to enhance our manure management plan and our stormwater control plan for the grounds in general. And this correspondence I sent to your staff last month kind of touches on the highlights of the things we've been doing since last December, essentially. And a couple of real highlights, we've been, despite the rumors and some allegations that our manure runoff is contaminating the Salas Puedes Creek with possible E. coli contamination, our water samples, as you'll see in the report, document that the water is actually leaving our grounds cleaner when it comes to E. coli and even nitrates contamination than when it comes onto the grounds. And so we're hoping to even improve that, that work we're doing on that even more so. And we also are tying these efforts into an educational component, which our fairgrounds is really all about. That's what fairgrounds are all about, is to educate our youth. We are engaging our junior livestock kids, our 4-H kids, our future farmer kids to be involved in this process we're working on, so that in the next generation that comes, you know, comes down the road, they're not only going to know the elements of animal husbandry and basic agricultural business issues, but we're going to have a well-rounded education in water quality control in this case. And so we want to extend, once again, an offer to collaborate with your staff and your board. And in light of some of the testimony I heard this morning, this is the first time I've actually been to a water board meeting. Sounds like outreach and education and collaboration, you know, could be a positive thing, especially with an agency, a sister state agency, that's willing and able to do this right now with y'all. And then I'll just conclude by offering y'all to actually come out this week. One more minute. Sure. Here. I waited 3 hours here, so can I have one more minute?
Sure.
I'd like y'all to come out, and if you got time before you go back to your, you know, respective homes, today, you know, come out today or this whole weekend and visit our equestrian facility. We have a beautiful horse show going on this weekend. Started this morning. It's the Almaden Farms horse show. It's an English riding show. And so you can come out and see, you know, a typical equestrian event on our fairgrounds and actually walk around and see the manure management protocols we have in place to ensure we're not going to have any contamination to our to that riparian corridor area. And then finally, I want you to take our posters here. Really proud of our little fairgrounds. This, we kind of consider it the last down-home county, country fair. And our fair this year is going to be in September, opens on September 13th. And our theme this year is Dancing with the Steers for 200 Years. Kind of took a little play off the show, you know, Dancing with the Stars. And the reason why it's, you got to admit, our kids actually created this poster. And we're really proud of all the kids that are involved with the fair. And the most important thing we want to emphasize is that this year so happens to be the 200th anniversary of the celebration of the founding of the first agricultural fair in this country. First agricultural fair was founded in 1811, September 1811, in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. So all the fairs throughout the country have been encouraged to, do something to celebrate this milestone in our history of agricultural fairs in this country. So,
thank you.
My card's attached to there. Please feel free to give me a call. I know how to get a hold of this gentleman over here, Mr. Hodgkin. So we'll maybe be talking later. So thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Mr. Bafke.
Yes, Dr. Wolf.
If I may, a couple of little resources that may assist you with your equestrian program is that this year there is a round of grants available and managed by the RCD, Resource Conservation District, specifically for manure management of equestrian facilities. And, if you're interested, you may contact me and I can give you your local RCD resource. Yeah. The second one is that this fall, Cal Poly, the College of Ag, Food, and Environmental Science, through its Center for Sustainability, is going to have a state-of-the-industry set of training program on manure management. And this has been done through a national grant program, and we're going to have some of the experts within the industry giving a series of seminar to basically help you being certified in manure management. So this may be, a good resource for you. And again, you're welcome to contact me, Jean-Pierre Wolf.
Yes.
And I'll give you all the information.
That's great, sir. We really appreciate that. And we're already in contact with our regional RCD folks. In fact, we're already working with them to not only enhance our manure management plan, but to actually next year prepare and implement a creek restoration plan for our section of the South Sepratus Creek. So we want this to be, a real educational element to educate the entire community how you can have an intensive use like this and still have minimal impacts on our water resources. So thank you all very much.
Thank you. Mr. Briggs.
And before you go away.
Yes, sir.
Roger Briggs with the staff. Do part of the fairgrounds also drain to College Lake?
Yes, sir. The entire creek drains to College Lake.
Okay, well, believe it or not, Harvey Packard and I think Harvey went back there. Anyway, we were on your fairgrounds last night because we were checking out the drainage situation,
right.
And we had a meeting with the city of Watsonville yesterday afternoon. So part of what they're talking about is the possibility of using some of that water from College Lake that's pumped out,
right?
And is lost from the basin. So that's why we're out there looking. But I don't know if it's the same money that Dr. Wolf is talking about, but we were also talking about the fact that the Santa Cruz County Resource Conservation District does have the it's called the IRWMP, the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan grant, and they have a project specifically dedicated to that drainage area of College Lake. So we were talking with the city about incorporating some of the ideas that they have as far as reuse of that water, and of course one of the issues would be the quality of the water,
right,
for reuse. And so I think, and they're just on the ground floor of that, so I think there's a good opportunity for you to also contact them and make sure that this the fairgrounds are an aspect of that evaluation and planning for how to improve water quality there.
Yeah, that, we got word of this a year ago that this was coming about, and in fact, we hope to actually incorporate a recreational element of the College Lake being in, you know, being full all year round, because it's our grounds run contiguous to that Great Lake, and there's no real county park or recreational type opportunities in that South County area that you know, that the citizens can use. So we're looking, you know, at possibly expanding not only the recreation opportunities, but by all means the improved water quality as well. Okay. So good point. Well, I'll check with the Watsonville City staff on that.
Right, and it's the Santa Cruz Resource Conservation District that has the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan grant.
Right.
Their person is Karen Christensen, although she's out for a while, and I don't know who the replacement person is, but pardon me? Is it John Ricker? Okay, John Ricker. He's with Santa Cruz County.
Okay, John Ricker. Yeah, I know okay. John Ricker. Okay, good. Good, good. Well, I'll get to work.
Okay.
Y'all keep up the good work. Thank you.
Okay, thank
and
you.
Come to the fair this September.
Okay.
Steve Schimmick. And then Darlene Den. You're what? Ah, you are. Okay. All right. Just Mr. Schimmick.
Again, I'll be very brief. Let's see. Good morning. my name is Steve Schimmick with Monterey Coast Keeper and the Otter Project. As you know, the State Water Board is currently taking comments on a new Phase 2 MS4 permit, the stormwater permit. I attended a very recent meeting with the Monterey Regional Stormwater Management Group, where they were working to finalize their comments, and I mean are extensive, but I'd like to just read you kind of one of their sentiments that echoes throughout their comments. So, to quote, these findings describe pollutants that cause impact to water quality. However, agricultural runoff has been determined to generate a high percentage of the pollutants flows into MS4s and into the state's waterways. What is being done to regulate that runoff? Why are small phase twos being held to expensive, onerous requirements when agriculture is being given a slap on the wrist? I've also run into the sentiment when I've attended ASBS meetings with some of the stakeholders, whether they be Monterey Bay Aquarium or Hopkins Marine Station. They will stand up and just say, why are we having to do this? You know, in Hopkins Marine Station specifically, why are they having to do this when they are not the problem? So I think your staff has done a great job of showing you the disparity in regulation between publicly owned treatment works, stormwater, all those other things, and agriculture. And I know you're working to reduce the gap and reduce that disparity. I hope you'll be successful, and I hope you will take the community's sentiments into consideration. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, that's our last speaker for public forum. We could do a little bit of 17, Mr. Briggs or Ms. McCann, then stop his lunch here.
Lunch is not here yet.
So we can go till 12 with item 17, and then we'll break for lunch and continue with it after lunch.
Sounds good.